Harper Audio presents What Remains of Me, a novel by Allison Galen, performed by Anne-Marie Lee. I would like more sisters, that the taking out of one might not leave such stillness. Emily Dickinson. Prologue. At Carpentia Women's State Correctional Facility in Central California, the thermostat is always kept at a chilly 55 degrees. There's a practical psychology in this, one of the guards tells me. In cooler temperatures, prisoners are more alert and productive, more courteous too. The heat, the guard says, black velvet eyes belying his tall, muscular frame. It does things to people. In a way, Kelly Lund's story proves out the guard's point, for it was on June 28, 1980, the hottest night of the year, that Lund, then 17 and hopped up on a combination of marijuana and cocaine, walked into the Hollywood Hills mansion of Oscar-nominated director John McFadden and, in the midst of his own rap party, shot him to death. Was it the heat, not the drugs, that drove this ordinary girl to enter a home filled with Tinseltown elite? With uber-cool rock stars and impossibly sleek models and the silver-screen gods and goddesses whose glorious faces graced the pages of the movie magazines that lonely Kelly was known to have stashed under her bed? Was it the 90s?